for the transcript. This is Monday, November 18, 15:26 in the afternoon. This is joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group meeting. Scheduled from 15:30 to 16:30. Again, for the transcript, this is Joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN Working Group, JIG meeting 1530 to 1630 on Monday, November 18 in Retiro B.
Maybe ask them, I will.
So, good afternoon, everyone. I'm still missing my co-chair, Young-Um Lee from Korea. I haven't seen her this morning, but I'm guessing she might be on her way. But since we're about 5 minutes over, so I guess we'll get started. Everyone is welcome to stay. even if you're not. In the working group, this is an open session from the joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group. Do we need to get the recording and stuff started, or it's already? Oh, it's already. Okay. So I guess welcome everyone to the JIG, the joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group. This is our meeting. It's an open meeting, as I mentioned. I guess we'll start by, if I may, ask everyone round the table to just briefly introduce who you are. And I guess we'll start from Han Chuan.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Han Chuan Lee. I've recently joined ICANN as the Registry Services Senior Manager and part of the IDN team.
Hello, I'm Chris Dillon, and I'm from University College London.
Hello, I'm Naila Saras, and I also work at ICANN as the IDN TLD manager.
Nicoletta Monteanu, ICANN staff, IDN department.
Hi, Stefan Van Gelder Consulting. I'm here by pure chance.
Hi, I'm PT Nan Ku Omon Patana from Ministry of ICT, Thailand.
Wanawit Akhubutra from ETA, Ministry of ICT.
Since I didn't introduce myself, Edmund Chung, co-chair for the JIG.
Bart Boswinkel, CCNSO Senior Policy Advisor, ICANN staff.
Andrei Kolesnikov, in charge of .ru for Russian Federation, also the largest IDN so far, .rf.
Gabriela Laschetic from the CCNSO Secretariat. I can also add that we have two remote participants, one called Joseph and the second Paula Wang.
Welcome. And those sitting not on the table, please do join us because we have plenty of room. Please do come and join us. And please also briefly, this just to as a roll call. And just briefly introduce. Yes.
Peter Infort, GNSO Council, but here as part of the audience.
Noha Fathi, first time fellow.
Patrick Hildingson, working for .sc, pre-delegation testing manager.
I'm Jun Wang from Connect. Connect is the IDN GTLD applicant. We have just signed RE with ICANN.
Congratulations.
Hello, my name is Gonzalo Lopez Peña. I'm a law student at school, National School in Cordoba from Argentina. And my partner here, she doesn't speak English. She's a mate of mine, and her name is Candelaria Lopez Castro, same university.
Welcome.
I am Jennifer Chung for .asia.
Okay, thank you. And I need to get my slide back up. Something happened. Okay. Sorry about that. Oops. Okay, here we go. So, as mentioned, this is a working group meeting, but it's an open meeting. It's pretty basic agenda as discussed on the phone. Our phone conference last time. We're going to take a look at some of the next steps we need to do on the three issues that we have been working on in the last few years. Actually, since we have a number of newcomers, I guess, or people who've just walked in. I'll just give a brief background of the group itself. The JIG, the JIG, was a jointly chartered by the CCNSO and the GNSO for the purpose of studying issues of common interest between the CCTLDs and GTLDs on IDNs, internationalized domain names. And I have lost my slides again. Okay. Okay. Let's keep going. I'll try my best to keep this online. But anyway, the group started working in 2010. We identified three issues of common interest between CCTLDs and GTLDs on IDNs. First one was the single character IDN TLDs. The other was the IDN variant TLDs. And the third one is universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. We'll kind of address those three topics in reverse order today. We have pretty much completed a final report on both the universal acceptance as well as on the single character IDN TLDs. I guess we'll revisit whether there are next steps. Part of the meeting today is to see if there are next steps to work on. And we have been having face-to-face meetings at different ICANN meetings since Brussels as well. So in terms of the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs, that is the most current document. It has just been finalized, and it has been sent to the GNSO and I suppose shortly to the CCNSO councils for their adoption. And so I would like to spend a little bit of time just going through this so that people kind of know what this is about. I think we're hoping that this is an issue, especially with the new gTLDs coming, this is an issue that will be of growing importance. So far, I kind of hate to say that there hasn't been as much momentum as we have hoped, but as we go into implementation, hopefully that would change as well. I wonder if there's the other plug, because this one is well bent out of shape when I was trying to plug it in. Is there a number one? Sorry for the interruptions. The projection keeps dying on me. Okay, since they're working on that, I guess I'll just speak to it for the while, and we'll go back to the slides if we can. So this is an issue that this is not a new issue, if you will. I mean, it's related to an old issue when new gTLDs were introduced back in 2000, especially when gTLDs that are longer than three characters were introduced at that time. Okay, let's try again. Okay, so as I mentioned, this is not a completely new issue, but what is new, however, is that it became an issue of common interest between ccTLDs and gTLDs with the introduction of IDN ccTLDs through the IDN ccTLD fast track in 2010. Since it wasn't a fully new issue, there was some a report that was created by the Security and Stability Advisory Committee on this issue, and there were a number of measures already put in place at ICANN. But just to illustrate what the issues are, this is the kind of issue. So a new IDN top-level domain is added, but there are software sort of interfaces that have lists of top-level domains that are not updated. There is also the situation, for example, when you sign up for a particular website or sign up for a social network, you put in your email or your URL or your domain name, and that database might not be taking, might have problem taking the information if it's an IDN TLD. There's also, of course, different databases as well, including search engines, how they respond or react to new IDN top-level domains that are being added, and also those domains registered under those TLDs. One of the reasons for the issue is that a lot of times the list of top-level domains for different programs are hard-coded. There's also sometimes software use a separate list that is not synchronized fully with the ICANN root system. So sometimes the IDN TLD that is being introduced is not fully updated in time. There's also sometimes there are different types of checks done on domain names, like the length of the top-level domain. And for IDNs, it will certainly be relatively longer. For those who has a little bit of the technology background, you would know that the an alphanumeric representation of a, let's say, a Chinese domain name would be more than 4 characters long. So that presents an issue of itself as well. And the another type of issue that we see is like spam or filters or even phishing filters that look at a domain or look at an email address and tries to interpret whether it might be a bad domain. So these are some of the issues. And through the discussion, the JIG report put out 4 core recommendations for consideration. This document has been finalized. I'm just bringing this up for the benefit of the audience as well. The first recommendation is to try to get the industry itself, our own act together. What I mean by that is that some of the registries and registrars, ICANN registry registrars themselves, their systems do not support fully IDN TLDs. For example, at a registrar, they may be allowing IDN TLD registrations, but when it comes to the name server records or the child host domains or the emails for the contact information, those fields might not support IDNs at this point. So this is one of the key recommendations, is that before we go out and reach to the world, we should get our own act together. The second recommendation, the second main recommendation, is to hopefully try to gather more, more support for this initiative to make it a strategic initiative for ICANN and sort of include it in a strategic way, and then. The third particular recommendation is to request for some more support for new IDN TLDs. We have one of the colleagues that are joining that just have a new IDN TLD, but if ICANN or the community can provide some information on, hey, there are certain places where this might not work, you should be aware of it, and your customers should be aware of it, and these are the issues, these are things that perhaps you can do. ICANN has already done quite a bit of work on this area, but I guess the recommendation is to do a little bit more as well. The ICANN team has put together like a TLD verification code, which is great utility. I actually don't know whether how widespread use it is, so maybe that's perhaps build something, but spread it out as well. Let more people know that ICANN has done these things. ICANN also have some materials that were produced on this this issue, but again, these issues, these are more generic tools. But I guess the recommendation is to ask for ICANN to perhaps spend some effort to produce a material for new GTLDs or new CCTLDs, IDN CCTLDs that are coming on board and will be facing these issues immediately. And the fourth recommendation is a little bit broader to sort of recommend for a broader outreach and to especially to look into areas where ICANN can establish liaisons or engage beyond just the ICANN community itself. We are registrars and people are in the know, but what we need are the technology community at large to understand the issue. So this is an issue we think that will be amplified as new CCTLDs, IDN CCTLDs, and of course new IDN GTLDs are being added. And so that sort of concludes the first part. This is the current document that has just been finalized a few days ago, and I take this opportunity also to welcome Yongam. Thank you for joining us, my co-chair for the working group. And I guess the next steps is to forward this set of recommendations to the CCNSO and GNSO councils. The JIG, as mentioned earlier on, is chartered to report back to the councils, and then the councils would decide what to do with the final report. So we'll like to spend a little bit of time to see if there are any follow-up action that we want to do. But before that, just want to see if there are any questions of what was just brought up, the issue itself, or some of the recommendations. Alex?
Thanks, Andre,
sorry.
First of all, I'd like to thank all the working group for the nice work. It's been a long time since the group started, and it's a great report. I'd like to add some practical information to the table so we all understand where we are, because this is a great document. It's directed towards the stakeholder groups, and I'd just like to do a just brief update of what's going on in this area. First of all, the IDNs are not supported properly. We should all know that even though we have new GTLDs in IDNs, they are not supported by all the applications, most popular applications. For example, Google does a very poor job on this, especially in Chrome, in the email. Microsoft almost adopted IDN in all its applications except the public email services. Firefox is good, is a browser. Firefox doing pretty good in this area. They keep track on the new GTLDs as well, the IDNs. From our experience, we spend a lot of time in this issue in Russia, and from our experience, it's that it's really hard to deal. Like when each of us deals with this problem by itself, it's really hard to convince all the major vendors and software to support the thing. So it's really must be combined effort. And I think one of the recommendations, maybe not officially, not in the recommendation to the stakeholder groups, but to say when Fadi opens the next ICANN meeting, he has to say a few words about it, because it's a real problem. You know, ICANN is delegating a new GTLDs. We got a bunch of CCTLDs with IDNs. And it's just not working. Let's face it; it's a big problem, big issue which should be addressed on a very high level. And when Fadi says this, he should address it to the particular companies, not abstract. It's like there are real leaders of the market, which are all others waiting until they implement this thing in the full. So I think it's very important to have a collaborative attitude toward this problem, and this is a real problem, unfortunately. Thank you.
Thank you, Andre. And yes, I guess that's part of the recommendation B, is to make it more strategic item, and hopefully it could go higher up in terms of a mind share of the issues. I know that there are plenty of issues that we're dealing with here at ICANN, but this is, I do personally, at least, I do think that it also is at part of the heart of the consumer trust aspect of the as new gTLDs or new IDN ccTLDs are being added to the root, because if the consumers don't feel that they work, then you know there is a loss in the trust in the general system. So any questions before we go into maybe discuss whether this group is are there any follow-up actions this group should do?
Sorry, Petr Infort here. A question, if I heard you correctly. Your recommendations are more of for ICANN to inform about the difficulties and to plan for future strategic planning. Is that correct? Because, I mean, as said, there are already quite severe difficulties when it comes to searching and when it comes to who is. And these problems should actually have been solved before the international domain names are getting out on the market. Otherwise, they will face problems from the start. And it's not so much time left.
Edmund here again. So two parts. One part is yes, as in the direction of the recommendations itself is of course on a future tense, because you know the recommendation goes in and then it gets implemented, and of course we hope that it would be implemented as soon as possible. One element is not just in support or materials kind of information type of thing. The first recommendation hopefully has a little bit of direct bite to it, which requests registries and registrars themselves, their own systems, to at least support it. Because before we go out and tell a Chrome browser or Microsoft to implement this, we better make sure that our own industry systems are fully supportive of the IDN TLDs. So that part is important. My second part, I don't know whether anyone from the staff might be able to help me, is that there is ongoing work on this. It is not, at this point, at least it's not, doesn't feel that it is a super high priority, but I understand that there is continued work on this. I don't know whether Ayla or the team can provide any updates on that.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Edmund. This is Naila. So Hanchuan and I work in the same department that is, I think, eventually will house most of this work. There is work that's been going on this since 2006 or more. And I have to admit, there isn't as much going on it right now. So it's interesting because I think we as staff, when we talk about this work, is we get stuck in what's within ICANN's remit and what's not. And I don't remember who suggested, what was it you were saying, before even putting the IDNs out, we should have resolved all these issues to make sure that they're that it's ready. But it's not really ICANN that can go and say, Microsoft do this and Google do that, right? I mean, we can put out recommendations of what needs to be done, but it's not really, it's constantly what platform, it's kind of what we're working, what we work on is what platforms do we need to present at, where we present this information. So there's the bigger questions of how do we work on this. But we have some efforts that are now going on. For example, one of the things that came out of the recently was a list, sort of the public suffix list that Edmund referred to. There's another list that is now, it's an email list that you subscribe to, and it tells you all the new contracted TLDs. So the minute they sign as a contracted TLD, they become listed on this list as a valid TLD that you should be aware of as a user of the DNS. So there's that effort goes towards that. But yeah, Hanchuan, do you have more specific work that you are aware of that's going on there? I know it's something that we will focus on a lot more going forward, especially with this input coming from the JIG work.
Okay. Thank you for the update. As mentioned, it is, at least at this point, it is not not a high priority with staff. There is some concern, or should I use the word concern, but at least some thinking about it, whether it's within the scope of the staff. Of course, personally, I think it is within the ICANN's remit to help on this. As I explained, I believe that this is somewhat at the heart of consumer trust as well, because if the TLDs don't work, consumers feel that the system doesn't work. So, but again, this is that the reason why we have to generate. We're hoping to generate this report and push it through the two councils to resolve and forward it to the board is precisely to point out that hopefully to if it gets adopted that this is something the community wants would like ICANN to take a some roles on. I think in the report it also the report itself has a little bit more detail. Of course, it explains there are certain things that ICANN doesn't play a direct role. More of an outreach role, sometimes more of an influencing others, but. But overall, this report tries to argue that this is something that ICANN should take on as new IDN CCTLDs and IDN GTLDs are added to the route. That's part of the report. Han Chuan?
Yeah, I think the universal acceptance issue should not just be on the IDN level, but it should be across all the TLD levels, including the new GTLD that is being pushed out. And as I think, Evan, you mentioned before, even up to today, .asia or even like names like .travel, you know, those that are not longer than 3 characters are still not really universal accepted in some forms. And I personally have encountered that, you know, when submitting that as my email address. So I think this issue should not just be IDN. It's really more on the entire program.
Edmund here again. Thank you, Han Chuan. In fact, in the report, we have a paragraph that addresses this particular point as well. Two things to it. One is that, yes, it is an issue of longer TLDs, especially for GTLDs in that case. Part of the reason why this particular group has focused on IDN TLDs is because so on one hand it is because it is now a common interest issue between CCTLDs and GTLDs. The other part of that is that now ICANN has the whole TLD community, CCs and Gs, that can help and have, for lack of a better word, have the interest or the alignment of interest to, you know, go out together to the community, to the larger technical community, and say, hey, this is something you should be aware of and implement into your systems and applications. So that's the reason why the slightly more focus on the IDN TLDs. So, Bart.
And maybe in addition, Han Chuan, say this this working group was set up with a specific focus on IDN TLDs, and that's in the report as well. So there is an awareness of the broader issue, but that would be out of the mandate of this working group.
I agree with that. It's just that if you talk about ICANN staff, then you know, yeah, probably the IDN team will not be the appropriate team for you to come to about universal acceptance, because it's quite odd for ICANN as a whole to focus on universal acceptance just purely on IDN, but not to address the new GTLD as well. I mean, the other GTLD as well. So I'm just thinking in a broader sense. Yes, I agree that this team looks at IDN, and you know we are looking at universal acceptance of IDN. But this issue should not it's discussed here. But I think we should, you know, for lack of a better word, escalate it to an appropriate platform where, you know, this universal acceptance can be looked at together on the IDN level and on the new GTLD level.
And I think nothing would stop you from doing this.
Thank you, Bart. Yungam, and then Andre, you want to speak as well? Yungam,
yeah,
first.
Just a short note. It's like, you know, ICANN is like making, you know, there are products of ICANN. It's called the TLDs. consider it as a products, okay? So there are like ASCII products and IDN products. And they differ from each other. They work differently, and it's not good. So it is within the scope of ICANN, including the top management and all the stakeholder groups, to make the things equal, working, and acceptable.
That's exactly what I was going to say. As long as ICANN has decided to adopt the IDNs into the new GTLD framework, it automatically means that universal acceptance and interoperability and all that should work, and ICANN should try to make it work. And so it is within the remit of ICANN. And with regard to the IDNs, although there still are some problems, and we're seeing not more. I mean, I would like to see more encouragement about this, but I guess not. I firmly believe, and this is something that we discussed in back in KR, is that IDNs is in the internet world, in the future internet world, IDNs is the one of the most important mechanisms to ensure diversity of various cultures. And so I think this is something that should be firmly believed in and very strongly pursued.
Thank you. I guess the next question is really whether this group has completed the report. The report will now go to the two councils. The question is whether, hopefully they will adopt it. I'm positive. I think after some discussion with the different people, I'm positive that they would accept it. So the question is whether this group should or is the right group to follow up on seeing through some of the implementation of the recommendations. Chris?
Thank you, Edmund. This is Chris Dillon speaking. I think it's, as is really very clear listening to various people talking about the work in this report, I think it's, it is already a very, very important issue, user acceptance and universal acceptance. And it's actually likely to become more important from now on. So the short answer to that question for me is really very much that we need to continue to be involved in this area. It is just so important, and this would be a terrible time to stop. And just to add to that, because we've talked a little about IDNs, and specifically, I feel that consistency in the use of variants is also an aspect which is part of universal acceptance. Because basically, if variants are not working consistently somewhere, then that actually affects things in a very similar way to some of these other issues we've been talking about.
Thank you, Chris. That's sort of a good. Okay. Please go to the mic, because we have somebody remotely participating as well. But as he's walking, this is probably a good segue into the other issue of common interest, which is IDN variant TLDs. But please.
Hi, my name is Farhad Naf, and I work with Core on .bazaar. I'm not familiar with your working group and what you guys do, but just listening to the conversation here, I get a sense that we have accepted the fact there are two classes of TLDs, the IDNs and the others. We can't just say that it's nice for ICANN to do something, but we all paid the same application fee. And to get sort of discriminatory treatment is unacceptable. It's not whether or not it's nice for ICANN to do this or that. They have to. it is not a choice because they will fail. They will not be as successful as they could be otherwise. So for us to sit here and just casually say, well, you know, we'll just have these recommendations and so forth, to me is appalling.
Thank you. I see that.
I'm sorry? I mean, I don't understand why everybody is tolerating this two-class system. We have the IDNs and we have the other ones. The other ones are fine. Microsoft, Firefox, email, all of those, they don't have to work. Nobody's forcing them to work. Nobody's encouraging them to work. It's sort of a ground-up operation.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think it's what I said that triggered the wrong foot here. So, no, nobody's saying there's two classes, right?
But acting on it.
No, no, no. The ASCII ones aren't fine either. A lot of...
No. This question...
A lot of Edmund's examples were ASCII ones. .asia, even ICANN. When was it that we sent you something and .asia email because of our own internal system failure? We couldn't even send an email to Edmund for his .asia address, which is fully ASCII address, right?
Okay.
So we're not in any way saying there's the ASCII ones, which are really important, and then, there's the IDNs. Not in any way. If anything, IDNs were fast-tracked so they can go into the root zone faster than everybody else.
Yeah, but with this, it's not helping them.
Okay.
When we work on these TLD acceptance issues with Hanchuan's point, so there's common issues that all of this TLD acceptance needs to focus on, and then there's special considerations that we need to also take into account for IDNs. That's all we're saying. We're not saying IDNs are different or we give them a different treatment. No, not at all. So maybe there's, I don't know, these big five issues that apply to all TLDs, and then there's these other couple considerations for IDNs. That's all we're saying here. I think that's all the point that Han Chuan and myself were trying to make.
Okay. Thank you, and apologize for jumping in here, but I think I wanted to clarify a couple of things. First of all, I don't think there is a suggestion, as Nyla has mentioned, there's no suggestion that they are being treated less well. What, in fact, in the reverse, we are asking ICANN to do more work for some IDN TLD. So this is actually part of the recommendation. And why? Because certain applications do not consistently support IDNs yet. And IDN applicants, like yourself, should get a little bit... We're hoping to recommend that IDN applicants like yourself could get a little bit more support, especially as you launch, because there would be some issues from your customers who might be facing these issues. Actually, this is what the recommendations are about. So just want to make that clarification. Okay. So I guess... Any other items people want to bring up? Because I wanted to segue, because we talked about, I think Chris mentioned a very important part, which is to have these IDN TLDs and IDNs work consistently around. And one of the issues is about IDN variant, and especially IDN variant TLDs. And I think that has some implications on Arabic script TLDs as well, and obviously I'm more familiar with Chinese, and certainly has an impact on Chinese TLDs. This particular issue was identified as an issue of common interest between CCNSO and GNSO. However, the JIG actually have not produce a report on this. The reason being, when we were starting to work on it, ICANN's staff team, actually the board IDN working group, put together what is called the VIP project, the Variant Issues Project. And then there's the IDN variant TLD program projects, especially I highlight two particular that is ongoing and I guess the more critical ones as from what I see going forward in the next few months. One is the label generation rules that is being produced. That is the rules for what IDN TLD the labels, what IDN TLD strings could be added, and also what variant IDN variant top-level domain names could be added based on a primary applied for IDN TLD. That's the label generation rule set. And then another project which talks about the implementation process, which is implementing into the root, into the IANA database and such. So the question to the group is, I'll bring it up directly, is I've been thinking about this in the last little while, is that perhaps there might be a reason for this group to further the work from the universal acceptance and focus more on the user experience study that came out from the variant issues, and see whether there are certain user experience requirements or user experience sort of parameters that are useful as recommendations for implementation. Bearing in mind also that the consistency across, IDN CCTLDs, IDN GTLDs, and perhaps even second level IDNs as well. So I'll sort of bring up that issue first and see if that might be an area that this group would look into before I, talk further. The question really is whether we haven't done anything on IDN variant TLDs, but that's because the staff team has been driving the work and we have been responding, and that work is coming into fruition. There might be an area of focus on user experience that we can build on the universal acceptance work that might be useful. Bart.
May I give you, say, this is an example from another working group, which is called the DSSA, the DNS Stability Security Analysis Working Group. That's, again, a joint working group, and during their work, you saw that the board risk management framework working group started its activities. Now, what you see is, and what you describe is a way of dealing with. This working group went into hibernation around August 2012, when they produced their first phase one working group report. And afterwards, they haven't done anything up till very recently, and they sent a letter to both council, all the participating support, participating organizations, so that's the GNSO, CCNSO, at large, NRO, in recognizing, say, one of the risks of continuing our work is that we have two diverging views under one roof, that's being the ICANN or the ICANN stakeholder group. And that's a bit of, say, depends on how the IDN working group will go forward, the jig will go forward, that you have a ICANN staff-driven initiative, and at the same time you have an IDN-driven initiative which will be overlap, and it will have some coordinating, it will cost a lot to coordinate both efforts. So that's a risk. And so going back to the DSSA notifying this risk, they went back to the councils and asked to, in fact, to close the working group. And if needed be, you can always revamp it, but at least the mandate has to change anyway. So that's an example how it works when you have two parallel tracks of dealing with the issue and without, say, constantly moving. One of the reasons why the working group was noting this, especially after 1.5 years, and I think this is noteworthy for the jig as well, is the first year, and this working group has been going on since from 2011 until August 2012, with biweekly calls, almost the pattern the jig had. And at the end, it became very difficult to get enough volunteers on each of the calls to do the work. And at a certain point in time, and especially when they went into hibernation, after such a long time, the feeling was we will not get the right volunteers, or we don't have the right volunteers anymore, we don't have the critical mass to do the work. And what they said as well is doing, say, if we want to do different work or we want to continue our work, we need different kind of volunteers. So that's something, say, you see parallel developments in, say, with other cross-community working groups, and that's something maybe to consider as well.
Thank you, Bart. I think that's very valid questions and very useful example and experience. I was in the DSSA as well, and I very much agree with the observation there. So, I guess I don't know whether anyone wants to speak up on this, but this is an area, again, this is an area that we've identified, that the group really hasn't quite done any work on it, and it's because there is work done on by the staff team. The question is whether at this point there are any, I guess, for lack of a better word, missing parts where it's appropriate for this group to take on. If there's identified that there is a gap between what is being implemented by staff right now and what I guess the community or the policies that we've put together wants. That presents itself as a potential area that we would work on. But at this particular moment, unless anyone wants to bring up anything, it seems to me that we don't have enough people around to start the discussion. But I do want to bring this up. At the GNSO council working sessions, Ching Chao, one of the councillors, brought up an issue which appears to be an area that perhaps the staff team has not or may not be in a position to work on, and that is the issue of when a IDN TLD application goes through evaluation, whether it's IDN CCTLD or IDN JTLD. At the point of delegation, there's also there needs to be a process to then evaluate whether the variants should go in, and what that process is being dealt with in a particular project, but what the requirements are hasn't been discussed in the community. So whether that could be an area is something that was brought up. So, Bart.
I'm now putting on my CCNSO hat a little bit. I think, say, the whole discussion, and as you know, you've been part of the IDN-PDP, IDN-CCPDP, sorry, is there is a placeholder in the IDN-CCPDP regarding the variants. The reason why it's there is because at the time, the working group noted, yes, there is ongoing developments, and at a certain point, we need to revisit what is, so we didn't want to preempt on the outcome of the technical, administrative, organizational discussions by already talking about the policy. And now the question is, and because this is a PDP, therefore a policy development process, whether the JIG, yeah, they could advise in that area, or whether it's more a matter of, at the time when it's clear that the CCNSO Council opens up again and asks for volunteers, and that is the time when people who are interested step in. So, say, because this is where, in a way, the road split, because now we're talking about real adjusting the policies, etc., at least on the CC side, and I don't know to what extent that would be necessary for the GTLD side, but I think a joint group is very difficult to do it that way.
Thank you, Bart. But I did want, the reason why I thought this conversation was, Chris's sort of intervention was a good segue into this conversation is that there is a level of consistency that might be important for IDN, especially IDN variant and IDN variant TLDs. So I understand that that work hasn't been done, but you know that layer of consistency might you know might be something that is of common interest. So Chris.
Hello, yes, this is Chris Dillon speaking. Yes, there has been a lot of work done at the top level of gTLDs, but you know, that leaves quite a few other parts of the tree where, you know, particularly the second level, where, you know, the second level is effectively delegated out. So, but it's still in some way, all of these things have got to, in some way, be consistent to have a good user experience. So that seems to be the whole.
May I say, and that's where, say, you see a divergence between the gTLD and ccTLDs. At the end of the day, the ccTLDs or the CCNSO has no influence, with the exception of say making recommendations or whatsoever, but they even could look at what is happening in the gTLD space. But the CCNSO, this is where it stops. They don't have any impact or are not able to set any rules or recommendations on second level.
Naila?
Thank you, Edmund. So so you're right about that list you put at the beginning where you identified the current projects that are going right now under the variant program. Project 7 is focused solely on how to develop what the process is going to be and what the requirements are. And we're fully cognizant of the CCNSO policy. It doesn't stop at variants, and it's waiting for the output of the variant work. And one of the mandates of the variant program is we are working on rules for the whole route, right, for Gs and Cs and everybody. So what we envision will happen in the next few months is that we're going to start putting together a document with what the requirements are going to look like for the implementation and what would be required of the requester, what will be required of ICANN, what guidelines does everybody have to follow, et cetera, and put those out for public comment. So that's where we expect to get the community input on that. So I think that so I wanted to put that out there, that it's not solely staff work right now. We're trying to define the pieces. We're using platforms like this. I expect to have more discussion on this tomorrow during the Wednesday afternoon session to just get a sense of where the community stands on this, what they think the process will look like. And then we expect to put something out and get input on it. So just to Bart's point, we really understand, we know that we're not doing this just for the gTLD process, right? So this is for both worlds. Thanks.
So, thank you, Naila. On your point, I guess I'm just thinking aloud here now. So a report or a proposal, I guess, for Project 7 is forthcoming. Is there any estimated time? The reason why I ask this is this might be a good opportunity for actually answering the question about refreshing our call for volunteers on and responding to the proposal from staff as well. So
just say the example of the DSSA, say this working group had a call for refreshment some time ago, and I think it worked for the very well for the universal acceptance part. So you could do it for the IDM vary part, or you could go, say, maybe start with another vehicle and specific working group, cross-community working group, focusing on the IDM variant part and, say, and revisit the mandate of this working group or create another one. Because my concern, my bottom line concern is, like with the universal acceptance, everybody in this room understands it's an important issue, a very important issue, but it doesn't have the traction in the community. So, and maybe it's time to say, look, there are some important issues and it needs to be done, but we need to revamp it and maybe revisit the way we've structured it currently to make it more impactful. So that's why my intervention just around the DSSA as well. So how the DSSA did it, and I think there is a role for both councils here to see how they are able to make this work. Like with regard to one of the points you raised earlier on is follow up on the implementation of recommendations. That is, in principle, is in my view an issue for the councils themselves. They adopted, they sent the recommendations to the ICANN board. They have to follow up with the recommendations to the community as well.
Thank you, Bart. And I think that's a pretty good summary of some of the things that I wanted to cover. And this leads us into the conversation. I just want to quickly mention. I know we're running out of time. So we also had the single character IDN TLDs. We came up with a report. It wasn't implemented. The board had a resolution to put a hold on it until next round. So there isn't really anything to do at this point, I think. So it really comes down to the question of whether this group should sort of wrap up its work and go back to the council. There are certain items that this group identified and discovered that might need further work on. The big question is whether this is the group, whether it becomes another group, whether it gets rechartered or another completely different group, or two groups are being created to tackle the acceptance issue and one on variance. That is certainly, that's something that needs to take place. I apologize we ran out of time today, but I think we should have a wrap-up discussion, but an hour from now, GNSO, half an hour from now, the GNSO and CCNSO council meeting where this will be brought up as well. I'll probably bring a similar summary that I guess Martin and I just had in terms of where we are in the work of this working group and see where the two councils how they feel, and then from there I guess Youngham and myself will talk a little bit more probably with Bart and to see what proposal to bring to this group and if winding it up is the right way to do, then we still probably should, convene and just do that, I guess. So, with that, I apologize. I've already run 4 minutes over time.
We have some more minutes, so maybe somebody
has
some.
We have some more time? I didn't.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. All right. Anyone have any other items they want to raise?
Or follow up on this one?
Or follow up on what I guess Bart and I just put out. And this is in Chris, please.
Hello, this is Chris Dillon speaking. Yes, I'm totally happy with there being an analysis on what is the best way of making more of this very important area. So I honestly don't know what that is myself, but I hope that some of the people that will pick this up will we'll have the wisdom to point us in a way where these things are starting to get more clout in the community.
Thank you, Chris. Any other business we want to bring? If not, and anyone from remote, I have been, I apologize, I haven't seen you raise your hands, but okay. So thank you everyone for joining.